Hello there, my lovelies. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Your Heart Out. This is your host, Christy. Have you ever looked at someone's playlist on Spotify or their suggested movies or TV shows on Netflix and realized that you learn so much about that person just by looking at that list? I feel like what we watch and the music that we listen to really feeds into our subconscious and affects who we are as a person. For those of you who are not sure what subconscious is, it is a part of your mind that you're not completely aware of it, but if you think about it, you can kind of reason why you do what you do, and it really affects your actions and feelings. So the role of the subconscious is actually to store and retrieve data or information, and everything you do, say, or think, your subconscious helps it to fit into a pattern so that you are like a consistent human being. If you were a robot, it would kind of be like your master program. It is a very important part of your mind. Obviously, a very big part of your subconscious is the past experiences that you've had and your perception of the world. But it doesn't mean that you're just born with this fixed subconscious and you can't change anything about it. If you were born into an environment that is making you, for example, a bitter person, I feel like your consciousness is a gardener. So you actually are aware of the choices that you make in your consciousness. Pretend that your subconscious is a garden. The fact that by the end of the year, is it filled with flowers blooming and looking beautiful, or if it's just full of weed, is your decision. It's the decision of your consciousness. So why do I say that the media is so important in affecting your consciousness, your subconscious, and who you are as a person? In this day and age, we probably look at media more than we see our friends. And so I think it is fair for us to filter out the things that don't serve us in the media. I'm sure we've all heard of people saying that we need to filter out toxic people in our lives and only keep the friends or family members that are giving us positive impacts in our lives. But especially in a time like this with lockdown and things like that, I think that music, TV shows and movies, or even just YouTube videos that you watch day to day, has a very, very big impact on who you are as a person and your mental health and well-being. Filtering out what you're watching sounds a bit like a chore, because I guess we all just want to watch things that we deem as entertaining or what we're used to watching. So for me, for example, I used to love rom-coms. Like, rom-com was life for me, but I realized that I don't feel too good after watching rom-coms. And also with the music that we listen to, like a lot of the music nowadays, obviously there are some really good music, but lots of the main culture pop music, they talk a lot about money, power, sex, things like that. And if you are not thinking that that's a life that you want to live, then it makes sense to filter them out. Think about whether those movies or songs, they match your morals and values in life, and whether they serve us. And that leads into my second point. After listening to a song or watching something on Netflix, for example, ask yourself, how does it make you feel? I certainly know some movies make me feel quite empty or end up wanting more or feeling dissatisfied with my life. And there are for sure some movies that make people feel a bit bitter. But on the other hand, there are some amazing movies that make you feel inspired and want to do more for other people. Or some movies that make you feel really thankful for your life and brings you hope and is really uplifting. These are the movies that I would consider positive in my life. Movies that make me feel good about myself, and they serve me and they align with my morals and values. And so I would be quite intentional when I'm thinking of the movies that I'm watching and the songs that I'm listening to. Last but not least, I would like to remind you guys that some things are meant to be hard or uncomfortable to watch. For example, looking at civil wars or injustices or modern day slavery, for example. They are real situations, especially in documentaries or movies that are based on real life events. It is crucial for us to learn through some sort of entertainment like movies or docuseries. And even though sometimes it might make us feel a bit sad, if you think it helps you and inspires you to make a difference in this world, then I would definitely say go ahead and watch those things. Because at the end of the day, even though they are uncomfortable to watch, they are real life issues, and if they're inspiring you and creating a positive change in your life, then you shouldn't be shying away from them. So yeah, I think this is quite an interesting idea, and I've recently thought about it a lot, and so just thought I would share it with you guys because I don't think a lot of people talk about it. That is also part of the reason why I'm not much of a TV show person, because I feel like with movies it impacts me less because I'm just watching that movie for maximum 2 hours. Whereas TV shows, you have different seasons of a series, and it can really affect what you think. Yeah, so I would say choose the things that you watch and listen to wisely and use media to your advantage. And if you see things that people are doing on those shows and you think, oh, I don't think I would like to do that, then don't watch it. So yeah, hope you're all having a good week, and speak to you soon. Bye.